Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The Boston Globe has an article out yesterday. We're supposed to have global warming, but the planet is freezing. So we'll look at that really interesting article about all the cold temperature records set around the globe in 2007. C-SPAN apparently got video of the Iowa caucus vote as they were tabulating the results, and Alan Keyes got X number of votes, and the Iowa Republican Party is refusing to release the Alan Keyes vote tally in Iowa. How's that? And so we'll talk about that. There's an article out of the Times from London that says the British standard of living outstrips the U.S., for the first time in a century. Oxford Economics is reporting that the Brits are set to rise above Americans in standard of living. That's simply not true. That's just make-believe wishful thinking. I mean, actually, I wish they did. That would mean the standard of living in the world is getting better, and it is getting better. But as far as physically, the Bible says, what good is great revenue with immorality and wickedness? But anyway, the standard of living in Europe is not outstripping America, and it's not outstripping America in Britain either. What else is in the news? Man, American Right to Life got a couple hundred important hits, links, blogs, articles with their anti-Mitt Romney ad that ran in Iowa, and now they're working on running the ad updated, recut for South Carolina, and that could really put a nail in Mitt Romney's coffin, his campaign coffin, and that would be just tremendous. So if you have questions about that, or if you'd like to help American Right to Life with that project, of course, you could call them at 1-888-888-ARTL. American Right to Life Action is their 527, 1-888-888-2785. Okay. And then what else do we want to talk about? There's so much. An article in the Rocky Mountain News saying, look how good evolution is. When women become pregnant, why don't they topple over? Increasingly, their weight is in front of them, but there are these sophisticated adjustments to their skeletons that appear only in female humans, no other species, and not in men. And it's so cool to see the way God made us, men, male and female, he made them. And no, that didn't evolve. And even in chimps and primates, they don't have this adjustment. That's because, you know, human babies are so big as compared to their mothers. They're so heavy. And that's because of the value of a human being as compared to an animal to increase the chances of the human survival. You know, a fish will lay 3,000 eggs and 99% of them will be eaten up. And that's not all. That's not at all the model or the intent for human beings. And, oh, by the way, when you see reports like, oh, infant mortality in America is so poor compared to other countries like Canada or Japan and so on, I've seen those reports for years, and they're bogus. They're bogus because in other countries, they don't make the Herculean effort we make to save preemies, to save little babies. When we go to save a baby, let's say the baby is 16 weeks early, we have a better rate of success and survival for those babies, for those preemies. It's just that other countries, they'll just kill the kid. They'll just abort the kid. Oh, there's a problem? Kill the kid. And so they say, oh, we have a much better infant mortality rate than does America, and that's flat out not true. Okay, So now, before we get to all that, how can we possibly get to all that in one show? But before that, Planned Parenthood has a TV ad out, and it's Planned Parenthood, you know, Fly the Friendly Skies, the safer side of Planned Parenthood, Golden Gate, San Francisco area. And it's a TV ad, so we can only share with you the audio track, but it's really gross. It has a homosexual flight attendant, and that in and of itself, aren't they making fun of somebody there? I mean, that's a cliche stereotype, right? The flight attendant guys. Don't they have a union group called Flight Attendant Guys? I don't know, at United Airlines? But anyway, they have a lisping flight attendant, and he's, you know, passing out condoms to everybody, and instead of airbags coming down from the ceiling, condoms come down, and there's a guy who's practically can't keep himself from having sex with the girl sitting in the seat next to him, and then the homosexual flight attendant guy, he's all over the pilot, and it's just, anyway, this is for kids. This is for kids, according to Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood is the enemy. Somebody gave a speech about 15 years ago to some Christian women in New Jersey. And the speech started out like this. Planned Parenthood is the enemy. Planned Parenthood is the enemy. Planned Parenthood is the enemy. So let's listen to the audio from their latest TV commercial.
Hello and welcome aboard. I'm Steven. All right. We've reached our cruising altitude of 1 mile high. Hey, guys. Just want to make sure you got the pill, the patch, condoms. We're all about choices. Have some more. Bam! On behalf of Planned Parenthood Airlines, you are now free to make sweet, sweet love.
And that's where the flight attendant guy is molesting the pilot up and you see him through the window of the plane. So it's all about as despicable and crude to young people as you can get, but that's Planned Parenthood. Remember, years ago, we published a quote from a Planned Parenthood newsletter, Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, where they admit it. They put it in print. Our goal as educators is to help students achieve sexual satisfaction before marriage. And they were distributing, Planned Parenthood was distributing brochures for young boys and a different brochure for young girls titled, one was titled, I Think I Might Be a Lesbian, Now What Do I Do? And in the brochure, you know how they say, well, you're born that way, you can't help it. In the brochure, they were urging young girls to experiment with lesbian sexuality, and they didn't leave it up to their imagination. They told them explicitly what to do. Here's what you do with your fingers. Here's what you do with your tongue. Here's what you do. Here's how you do it. Try it. You might like it. And I quote it from the brochure. We still have the thing in our files. And it was so despicable and so disgusting that it just made people want to hurl. And it's gross. But when you're in rebellion against God, when you're violating God's enduring command, do not murder, you're also going to go after do not commit adultery. You're going to break down every barrier you can break down, every boundary. So God said sex only within marriage. So those who are in rebellion against God so say, oh, yeah, watch us. Watch us. We're not married, and we'll do what we want to do. So then that barrier's broke down, that boundary. And so what fun is fornication? Then there's another boundary, sex only between a man and a woman. And they say, oh, yeah, watch us. Watch us. And so then sex between a man and a man. And then it's sex only between consenting adults. But that boundary gets knocked down, and Planned Parenthood and our entire culture says they're child sex advocates. And they say, well, kids can have sex, you know, when they're ready, What does when they're ready mean? I remember one poll in a young teenage girl magazine. What was it called? 17 or one of those magazines. They said, you have to make sure you're really ready. Make sure you know the boy. And they gave a list of what does it mean. They said, for example, make sure you know his name. Oh, that's a good one. Make sure you know his name. And you're talking to, what, 14-year-old boys, and you're telling them, don't have sex until you're ready. So what percentage of 14-year-old boys, given the opportunity, would say, well, you know, I'm not really ready? So they're child sex advocates, and I despise them for that. You should despise them for that, because they are ruining the lives of children and setting those young people up to fail, and fail they are. They are failing as human beings. And God is the God of new beginnings and new life and forgiveness and reconciliation, salvation. So God could restore. God can turn ashes into joy. But it's quite the challenge, since they're teaching our kids to be proud of your wickedness, be proud of your filth. And it's a lot harder to get somebody to repent when they brag about the wickedness that they do. At least when sex outside of marriage was a crime, yeah, there was still a lot of sexual immorality in the world throughout history, but people tended to be ashamed. They didn't brag about it. They didn't march down Broadway and say, hey, I'm the boss and I'm having an affair with my secretary. You know, they didn't do that. But today, kids brag, even in front of their own parents. Or parents are in denial. The kids shack up. How many times have we had people, relatives, call into the show and say, well, my brother has his daughter and her boyfriend sleep over under the same roof. And my brother's a Christian, but he says they're not doing anything. I say, why? Do you have the boyfriend sleep in your bedroom so you know where he is at all times? Oh, no, they sleep in the same room. They what? They sleep in the same room. It's just my brother thinks they're not doing anything. Well, what, does he tie the guy up in a closet? Oh, no, they sleep in the same bed. What? Yeah, they sleep in the same bed, but my brother thinks they're not doing anything. Why, is your brother an idiot? I mean, what does he need? Video evidence? I don't get it. I guess he needs a pregnancy test before he'll realize that he's treating his daughter like a tramp. So that story has come in to this show on the air so many times, it's just nauseating. And so our whole culture is broken. People no longer know right from wrong. And they dishonor one another. It's truly tragic. That ad is one of the reasons, just one small of, you know, 3,492 reasons why I'm so thrilled with familiesagainstpp.com. And Will Duffy is heading up that effort to stop the construction of this largest abortion facility in America, this 52,000 square foot abortion superstore in Denver. And that effort is going extremely well. Many subcontractors have quit. Some have been thrilled to be informed that they were lied to and they were building an abortion clinic, and they thanked the Christian pro-lifers for helping them get out of it. And others were annoyed, but they said, I'm out of it. I'm not going to build an abortion clinic, because of the social pressure and tension brought on them, because there shall be no child killing with tranquility. So that's just a great effort. And if you're not involved with that, you might want to go to familiesagainstpp.com and find out more. In fact, there's a brand new website, thewhitescompany.com. That's a brand new site. And that's going to be interesting. And by January 31st, the Whites Company will have earned permanent collaborator status. And even if they quit this job after that date, they will be identified long-term as collaborators, and for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing children at that facility, the Whites Company, their headquarters, their executives in Denver and in Des Moines, Iowa, will be protested as part of the Collaborators Project. Okay. Now, what else is in the news? Oh, man. With all the news stories about the American Right to Life ad against Mitt Romney and all the blogs, the articles, the broadcast reports, there have been, well over 100. And here's a couple that I just especially liked. These are well-known bloggers, okay? They're on the internet. They're pro-life. One is Fred Martinez. The other is Michelle McIntyre. And Fred Martinez, what is he out of California? Michelle is out of the state of Washington. And Fred Martinez, he listed 15 reasons showing Mitt Romney is a liar. And reason number two, quote, American Right to Life says Romney is lying for your vote, unquote. And that is exactly the goal of the personhood wing of the pro-life movement, that Christians and pro-lifers would be able to have a leadership organization that they can trust. National Right to Life is out to deceive Christian pro-lifers, and they give 100% pro-life ratings to people who actually reject personhood. They reject the God-given right to life. They reject the Human Life Amendment, and National Right to Life says, like Fred Thompson, he's 100% pro-life. And their political architect for the last 30 years, National Right to Life's General Counsel, James Bopp, has been out to deceive pro-lifers into thinking that Mitt Romney is pro-life. And that's simply a lie. And James Bopp is a liar, a lawyer, a general counsel. He's an attorney. And Mitt Romney has said, and James Bopp wants Christians to believe the lie, that since he's been governor, every bit of legislation that came across his desk, he has come down on the side of the sanctity of life. Mitt Romney is a liar. He's a child-killing, pro-abort liar. So one of the bills that came down was the Romney health care. That, what did he do? Veto 8 portions of the bill so he could craft it so it would be the health care that he approved of because he was the governor. And part of that bill was that tax dollars would pay for abortion. He didn't veto that part because he agreed with that part. Tax dollars would pay for abortion. Romney is a pro-abort. He promoted homosexual marriage in Massachusetts. He's a hardcore Massachusetts liberal, a lying liberal like John Kerry was. And National Right to Life's general counsel, James Bopp, is doing his best. He's failing, but he's doing his best to pull the wool over Christians' eyes, pro-lifers, and dress up a wolf in sheep's clothing. And he's in big trouble for doing that. And I'm so thrilled with a blog like this from Fred Martinez, who's a well-known pro-life writer. He's been on TV for some years. Some of his writings have been endorsed by, for example, the founder of Human Life International, Father Paul Marx, and others. But he listed 15 reasons showing Mitt Romney to be a liar. And reason number two, American Right to Life says Romney is lying for your vote. That's pretty good. And that is the value of that organization, having a national presence so that hundreds of pro-life activists around the country can get to the truth and present the truth in a credible way and expose the lies of National Right to Life. Okay. They give like George W. Bush a 100% pro-life rating, and he was against South Dakota's abortion ban. And why? Because they weren't going to kill the children of fathers who are criminals. That was why. George Bush said, oh, no, I support killing the children of criminals. If the father is a criminal, if he's a rapist, I support killing that kid. And the South Dakota bill, it would have saved those kids also. So George W. Bush said, oh, no, if you're not going to kill those kids for rape and incest, then you might as well kill all the kids, because I'm sure not going to support this bill. This bill saves too many kids. I want to kill those kids too. If you don't let me kill those kids over there, I'm not going to support you trying to save all the kids. So George W. Bush is a creep. He's a creep. He's a child-killing creep. And Dr. James Dobson has this peculiar position toward George W. Bush. Dr. Dobson has reiterated just recently, and for 15 years, he's been saying that he made a pledge to God that he would not vote for a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. And you put that next to George W. Bush, who advocates killing thousands of innocent children if their father's criminal, and for other reasons, like in South Dakota, where, hey, he'll kill them all. If he can't kill the couple whose father's a criminal, he's going to kill them all. And so Dr. Dobson said he made a pledge to God that he would not vote for a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. And then he's done everything he could over the last 8 years to get political support and money and votes and accolades for George W. Bush. Now what, when Dr. Dobson, when you were making that pledge to God, did you have your fingers crossed behind your back? Is that what you were doing? You were saying God and your right hand was behind your back? You made this at the Rally for Life in Washington, D.C. I didn't see one of your hands behind your back. So how could you say you make a pledge to God that you will not vote for a single politician willing to kill one child? And then you've done everything you have done. Use the force of $100 million a year Christian pro-life ministry to support a politician who's willing to kill thousands of innocent children. Now, you made that pledge as a Christian before God. Now, if a lawyer was making that pledge, or if a politician was making that pledge to the electorate, he would say, I pledge I will never vote for a politician willing to kill one innocent child. And so then somebody comes up and says, a reporter says, I thought you said you wouldn't vote for a politician who'd kill one innocent child. George Bush, he kills thousands by his own admission. And you say, oh, I said vote. I wouldn't vote for. I didn't say I wouldn't lobby for. I wouldn't campaign for. I wouldn't raise money for. I wouldn't have my PAC working for. I didn't say all that. I just said I wouldn't vote for. So I said, oh, so you made a pledge to God that you wouldn't vote for, but you would work to get a million other votes for a politician who's willing to kill children, innocent children. Oh, I see. So your standard of righteousness that you were operating on is one that you've led your ministry to reject. Your ministry will support politicians who are willing to kill innocent children, because your standard, which is based on God's enduring command, do not murder, is just a private personal standard. It doesn't apply to your ministry, and you lead a million Christians to violate that standard, and you want a million Christians to vote for politicians who are willing to kill innocent children, but just not you. You see how contorted that all is? How broken? And we're dealing with kids' lives. Let's go to Commerce City. John. John wants to talk about Mitt Romney. John, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Yeah. Hi, Bob.
Hi, sir. What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering, what's the deal with the Mormons and, you know, CNN and Mitt Romney and
all right,
like that, you know, it seems like they give all the, they're giving all the Mormons kind of free play now.
Well, you know that Mormonism is not exactly a monotheistic religion. Do you know that,
yes,
John?
Yes. Oh, I do.
Yeah, because they believe that people become gods.
Exactly.
And then the people are worshipped. If they're good Mormons, eventually they'll be gods. And they believe that at one time Jesus was not God. I don't mean the incarnation. I'm not talking about that. They believe that at one time Jesus was not God. He was a person. He grew up on another planet somewhere out in the universe. And he then was a good person, probably a good Mormon, I guess. And so he became a god, and he was told he could have his own world. So he made this world, and he's the god of this world. So when Mitt Romney says, I believe Jesus is God, it's a little bit of a lie, because Christianity believes there's only one God, and Mitt Romney believes there are, you know, potentially an innumerable host of gods, each one that is worshipped by his own creatures.
Yeah, the thing with it's funny how even a liberal, a liberal newscast like CNN allows that Glenn Beck to be so popular, and they kind of give him free play, and like he's been out with some injury or something, some kind of problem.
He had a surgery that went badly.
Yeah, and every person he's had on has been a Mormon, which is it's like, I don't know. It just kind of shows where we're at in the country.
It's my experience that the godless media, the anti-Christian media, they don't really mind it when Christianity is given a bad name. Like, let's say Benny Hinn, who's a fraud, right? He sells miracles at his crusades, his miracle crusades. They came here in Denver, and his spokesman went on KOA radio and said that there was a young girl who was blind, and the night before, she was given sight. Now, that was a lie. That's not true. Now, why didn't the media, they like to do undercover investigative reports. Why don't they expose that? Why does KOA allow their 50,000 watts to be used to defraud gullible Christians? But if somebody's committing real estate fraud, the city of Denver would go after them and prosecute them. But if they're committing fraud against Christians, the city of Denver will rent the Coliseum and do everything they can to make it a successful event. Because they know intuitively that when somebody claims to be a Christian and they're actually mocking Christ or against the gospel of Jesus Christ, that that's a good thing for their godlessness.
What's your take on Obama?
Barack Hussein Obama?
Yeah.
He's a murderer. He's a child killer. He's a pro-abort. He's, supports homosexuality, sexual immorality. He's evil.
Do you believe that he may be a Mormon? I mean, not a Mormon,
a Muslim?
Muslim?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it enough, but if he were, he would lie. Mm-hmm. Just like Mitt Romney lies, just like Fred Thompson lies. Just like, John McCain lies, because it's part of democracy. Democracy typically, not always, but typically takes the slickest liar and puts him at the head of a nation.
Exactly.
So, hey, we're out of time, John, but thank you for your call.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
May God bless you. Appreciate that. Our phone number, now, you could use this number to ask us for our catalog, to order some of our videos. We have great debates, our Bible study albums. Our phone number is 1-800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. Our website, KGOV.com. Please help us. Our telethon will be in February, but especially help American Right to Life. Help them, and Maranatha, what a great school.